Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 14th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. And what a week it's been! But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs some financial help to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. And now on with the show. Last week, Mercury was exactly conjunct Uranus at 1 degree Aries. Mercury is the planet of information and communications, and therefore news reports. Uranus is the planet of sudden, unexpected, unusual events. Put them together and you get unexpected news, which when compounded by a series of events, gets pretty messy. Last Tuesday, the very day when Mercury was exactly conjunct Uranus, the President of the United States fired James Comey, head of the FBI, the man in charge of investigating the President of the United States and his campaign staff. Everyone was caught by surprise, including Mr. Comey himself, who wasn't even officially notified before the news showed up on TV, which is how he first became aware of it. Mercury is the planet of the rational mind, therefore making decisions. Uranus is the planet of insight and vision. Put them together and you get inspiration and realizations. Comey had already requested additional funds to expand his investigation, and he was scheduled to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee in just 2 days. Mr. Trump had his Mercury-Uranus realization that this FBI investigation was indeed accelerating, and so it was time to head it off. Time to fire the director. Mercury is the planet of the media. Uranus is disruptive. The sudden, unexpected announcement, of course, rocked the news cycle, setting in motion a whole flurry of punditry speculation, a story that, understandably, sucked up all the oxygen for the rest of the week. Trump is Leo rising, the sign of the king. For the king, loyalty and betrayal are major concerns. Shortly after he was inaugurated, Trump reportedly had a meeting with Mr. Comey where he asked Comey to pledge loyalty to him, which the FBI director refused to do. So then, the next day after Comey got sacked, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov comes to visit Trump, along with Russia's U.S. Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, himself a key player in the Russiagate affair that Comey had been investigating. This was, as they say, poor optics. Mercury is the planet of messaging. What message is this sending? And, making things even weirder yet, the U.S. press was barred from the Oval Office meeting, but the Russian state media, TASS, was given exclusive access. A highly unusual procedure and quite demeaning for the U.S. media outlets. As the planet of rational thinking, Mercury is the planet of making decisions. Uranus is unconventional, radical. The problem with making an unconventional decision is that you can end up with unintended consequences. The Russians used the Oval Office photos to troll the White House in social media posts that very day. So, if Trump thought by removing the person leading the investigation of Russia's involvement in the U.S. election, and Russia's involvement in the Trump campaign, would end this affair, well, he miscalculated, because all that's happened so far is an intensification of interest in the whole mess, and an increased perception by the public that something smells bad here. So, what happens? Does Trump get away with it? What does the astrology say? Let's take a look at Trump's chart. Note that Jupiter, the energy of increase and optimism, has been transiting in Virgo, where it is energizing Trump's natal Neptune. Neptune, the planet of fantasy and deception. Transiting Jupiter is also enhancing his natal Jupiter, the planet of personal truth and beliefs. This is all happening in Trump's second house of speech, which explains why he even gave a televised interview where he confidently explained his own beliefs and even contradicted his former statements. And what about that Mercury-Uranus conjunction? Since it is in Aries, Mercury-Uranus is affecting the ninth house of Trump's chart. Now, here's an interesting interpretation. The ninth house has to do with destiny, with your future. Uranus produces unexpected events, even chaos. Making a Mercury decision while Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, is influencing your thinking in your ninth house of the future, produces unanticipated outcomes for your future. The ninth house is also morals and ethics. And Uranus, the planet of rebellion, in the ninth house, is a strong negative influence on ethical behavior. Uh-oh. This could work out in strange ways. This could be the beginning of the end for the new president. Jupiter is the planet of truth. Since early February, Jupiter has been retrograde, going back over the past. This is happening in Virgo, the sign of details and analysis, thus seeking the truth by going back over and analyzing the past details. Last week, that planetary energy pattern took the form of the Senate Judiciary Committee interviewing Sally Yates and James Clapper, the former Deputy Attorney General and former Director of National Intelligence during the Obama administration. Ms. Yates, who was kept on during the first week of the new Trump administration, gave damning testimony about what she had told the White House about during the newly designated head National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's tenure, how he had compromised himself to such a degree by his connections with the Russians that he would be vulnerable to blackmail by the Russians. Later in the week, the Senate committee investigating the former National Security Advisor's involvement with the Russians formally subpoenaed the potentially incriminating documents that Flynn had declined to provide. Well, Jupiter is still retrograde in Virgo until June 9th. The more they dig, surely, more bodies they will find. Mercury, the planet of data and information, conjunct Uranus, planet of unexpected events, radicals, and rebels, gives a high potential for shocking news and, yes, computer hacks. Going back to last week's French election, on the eve before the most consequential election in French history, in a massive and coordinated operation, the leading candidates' parties' data files were hacked, and 6 gigabytes of internal information got posted on the internet. And then barely a week later, a new strain of ransomware raced across 150 countries this past weekend, wreaking havoc on computer systems everywhere. Britain's National Health Service was incapacitated. One of Spain's largest telecom companies had to cease operations. Russia's Internal Affairs Ministry got shut down. It was an attack that cybersecurity experts say could turn out to be the largest ever. The hack attack is projected to hit computers of over 200,000 organizations worldwide. Mercury is still hanging out close to Uranus this week, so be ready for it. There's a high probability for the news cycle to bring even more information that will keep you on the edge of your seat. After this week, Mercury begins pulling away from Uranus, which will lessen the propensity for this planetary pattern for producing chaotic events. And now a personal request. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. So, if you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.